Praise the Lord. Certainly we thank God that we can come and look into his perfect law of liberty, the word of the Lord. Praise God. It is the word that finds us. It's the word that help us and encourage us and give us inspiration. Amen. We thank the Lord for a wonderful vacation Bible school on this week. Amen. We thank the Lord. Everything was wonderful. The children was excited. And we thank the Lord for the saints that came to be a part of this great occasion. Amen. But we want to look in the word today. Amen. If we have a preaching topic, it will be a committed life for God. Amen. A committed life for God. And I tell you, that commitment works. It works in the congregation for God. It works in your home. Husband and wife, amen, need to be committed to one another. Sometimes they have a little boo on the side and they committed to the boo more than they committed to their husband and wife. So I'm here to tell you, commitment is a very important word and a very vital word. Amen. We're living in a time now where folks is just giving up. Praise God. They just feel like, amen, I can't do this. I'm tired of this journey. I'm tired of serving the Lord. I just want to give up. I'm finished. Praise God. I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, don't finish. Don't you throw the towel in. Praise God. Keep pushing. Keep going on in the name of the Lord. Amen. You committed to serve God and don't allow nothing here to hinder you. Amen. We hear that song sung numerous times by Sister McDonald. I'm not going to let nothing here hinder me. And I'm here to tell you, church, you don't allow nothing here to hinder you. Praise God. We got a race to run, and we're running by faith, and we can't give up. We can't get tired on the wayside. We got to keep moving on. Praise God. And we sang the song here in our hymn book, number 223. Did I mean to go right on until the crown is won? I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I will what? Never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, but praise God, for God will give me the victory if onward I shall go. So I'm here to tell you, keep going on. Keep going forward. Keep pushing. Amen. Praise God. Get in this way and get in this race and be committed. Praise God. Amen. I'm not going to let, like I said, I'm not going to let nothing hinder me. I got a mind, and we all need to have a mind. Nothing going to turn me around. Huh? Nothing going to deter me. Nothing going to stop me. And nothing ain't going to stop you. Because you just keep focused on God, and he will carry you on. Praise God. I know, because he been with me in my life. He been my leader. He been my guide. Amen. And he been, amen, the one I look to. Praise God. Sometimes that's why we don't be committed. Sometimes because we gazing on things to the right, and we looking over here to the left, and we trying to see everything our surroundings, everything that's going on. Praise God. But that ain't a good thing. We need to keep focus on the Lord. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. I mean, and know, if you keep your eyes on Jesus, you will go on. Nothing will deter you. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for that. I want to read over here in Romans the 8th chapter. We want to read the 35th, praise God, through the 39th verse. I'm not going to let nothing, nobody separate me from the love of the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Paul had it right here Amen. It said, who shall? Praise God. It didn't say what shall, but it said who shall. So what that telling us? It's going to be a person. Come on. Amen. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But I'm so glad it said, nay me no. Nothing. Nay, in all these things, we are what? More than conquerors through him that love us. Praise God. It said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nothing present, nothing to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Come on. Which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now that's the kind of determination we need. That's the kind of commitment we need. Amen. To have a mind to know it ain't nothing gonna separate me from the love of Christ. It don't matter what comes or what goes. I'm going to keep focused on the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, I don't care if it's tribulation. I don't care if it's distress. Sometimes you can get some distress news and sometimes it just overwhelm you. But you just stay focused. Amen. You might have just lost your loved one. You might have just lost your grandma. But amen, that was very distressed news to you. But you just know that God going to be there for you. Knowing that God going to be right there to help you in your time of troubles, in your time of struggles. Amen. Sometimes you feel, praise God, that you can't hardly make it. But I'm so glad we got a big God that will hold us by our hands. Ain't God good and walk us to the promised land? We don't have to be troubled. We don't have to be weary and well doing. Praise God. The Lord will take care of his church. Amen. He will take care of his people. Amen. Jesus cares for you. Praise God. And I'm so glad he cares for you and I. Praise ye the Lord. When we fall and stumble sometime, yes, we're going to stumble sometime, but I'm so glad he's there to reach way down and pick us up and shake us off and brush us off and we can go on anyhow. Amen. We don't sit there and wallow. Amen. Because I'm committed to the Lord. I'm going to go on, praise God. And I'm here to tell you, he will never leave us, not forsake us. Praise God. He will be with us. He will give us comfort. He'll bring some comfort news, praise God. As he comforted his disciples, he told his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, he said he would have told us. He said he gone. I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad he gone to prepare a place for us. And if he go to prepare a place for us, he will do what? Come again and receive us unto himself. He cares for us. Amen. I don't care how tough it get, praise God. Just keep going. Keep committed. Keep pushing. Keep going on in the name of Jesus. And I tell you what, I believe the Lord is telling us, if you go, I'll go with you. Ain't God good? Amen. I remember before I began to fly, amen, I was scared of flying. And people be asking, man, you got so much, you know, you ain't scared of nothing else. Amen. You do everything else. Why you don't want to fly? I just said I'm afraid because I never did it. But one day, the Lord came to me. He said, Lord told me, say, if you go, I go with you.
That's all I need to know. Amen. Long as he's going with me, I ain't worrying about the pilot. I'm not concerned about the passengers. Long as God is with me, I know everything else will be all right. So I tell you what, after the Lord told me that, I got on that plane. Amen. And went on about my business. That been a few years ago. But I've been flying ever since. And I don't have to worry, because the Lord is on board. How many know, church, when you got the Lord on board, everything's going to be all right. Praise God. Don't leave him home when you go to work. Amen. Bring him on board. Say, Lord, ride with me. Praise God. Direct my steps. Take over the wheel. You be the driver. Amen. And I'll be the backseat rider. I don't know how to drive. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you, the Lord is the driver for me. Praise God. And I want to tell you, when he drives, he don't always keep you on the mountaintop. Praise God. Sometimes when we drive with our license, we won't always be on the mountaintop. Amen. We want all the peace and greatness, all the goodness. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, church, we got to go in the valley sometimes. Amen. Amen. We got to go through some struggles sometimes. We're going to have some problems sometimes. We try to exempt from problems, but we cannot. The Lord said we're going to have trials and temptation. Praise God. We're going to have trouble, but I'm here to tell you, we got a problem solver, God. When these times come, amen, he's right there. Praise God. And I'm so glad, amen. And I learned through experience, I don't know how to come in and I don't know how to go out. That's why I need the Lord to be my provider and my protector and my leader and my God, amen. My driver, praise God. Somebody said, Brother Leonard, you got your CDL, so you can drive pretty good. You know, that's not just regular license. CDL means commercial driving license. So you could drive everything, but I tell you what, I still need God. I said I still need God every step of the way. Amen. So don't try to, operate your own vehicle without God. Because he's the one that can keep us going on in the name of Jesus. He's the one that going to keep us committed. And we are the ones that will not allow nothing to come in and disturb our peace and get us, amen, driving recklessly. Amen. And doing things and making left turns, and praise God, and we should be making right turns. Hey, somebody asked a preacher not long ago, it said, preacher, how do you get to heaven? And the preacher said, I want you to take a right and keep straight. Amen. Amen. If you want to go to heaven, you just keep right and keep going on, you will get there. But you begin to make those left turns, amen, that'll lead you into destruction. Amen. I believe there's a singer, I think her name is Beyonce. She sung a song and said, left turn, go to the left. But amen, I knew that wasn't right. Amen, you need to go to the right. Amen. Left will bring you in a place that you don't want to go. Praise God. Amen. And folks today, preachers today, don't seem to not want to talk about that place. But I do believe we need to declare, we need to speak on that place. And that place is called hell. Amen. Praise God. It is only two places, hell or heaven, you are choosing. Praise God. It's your job to make that choice. Amen. Hell is where the devil is. It's fire. It's brimstone. It's hot. No fans there. No air conditioning. No Obama pop is there. Amen. But heaven. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good? But I say heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. Sin cannot enter there. That's where I want to go. I want to be with the Lord. Bible said to be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. So when we leave from here, if we live right, we'll die right. Amen. And we'll be able to go back with the Lord. So don't let nothing stop you.
I know we're living in a crazy age now. Look like everything goes and look like everything's happening in our world. But don't let that deter you. Stay committed. Keep your eyes on Jesus. As his word is saying, hey man, I'm not going to allow nothing to separate me from the love of the Lord. Nay, in all these things. How many know in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that love us? Amen. Praise God. We are more than conquerors. We can conquer. We can survive. We can make it. I'm like Paul. Paul said, for I am persuaded. Come on. That's a powerful word, church. Amen. We need to be persuaded. Persuaded means convinced. Amen. You're convinced. You know you're in the right way. You're doing the right thing. It ain't no maybe so stuff. It ain't no unsure stuff, but it's certain. Amen. We got to be persuaded in our minds that it ain't nothing going to stop me. Praise God. It ain't nothing going to deter me. Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes we have goals. Amen. Sometimes people have goals, just natural goals. And sometimes people can talk you out of your goal. You had a mind that you want to do this and you want to be that person. You want to go this way. You want to go. This is your career. This is what you want. And then you got some gangs here. Oh man, that's a hard thing to do. You will never make it. Amen. Talking all this negativity stuff. Amen. Don't listen to it. Praise God. Amen. You keep your eyes on the Lord. You stay focused. You can be whatever you want to be, and you can do whatever you want to do. Amen. Ain't 100 devils can stop you. Praise God. Keep your eyes on the Lord and be persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Ain't nobody. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States of America. It don't matter who you are. You can't make me change my mind. You can't make me not live for God. Somebody say, you know, that I believe it was a lady that took prayer out of school. Folks made a big deal out of it. They took prayer out of school. But I'm here to tell you, I used to tell my children, they didn't take prayer out of you. They might have took it out of the school, but it didn't take prayer out of you. You can still pray. You can still call on the Lord in school. Amen. You ain't got to go get on your knees or on a corner or a street corner. Oh, Lord, I need. Come on, somebody. Get in your closet. Go in the bathroom stall. When you close that door, nobody know what you're doing in there. Amen. They think you're doing one thing and you're doing another thing. Come on, somebody. Amen. You can walk down the hall and be just pushing up prayer. Now it's time for exam. Your mind will went blank. Help me. I need to pass this. The next thing you know, look like the light cut back on. Look at God. Look at God. He will work. Amen. That's why I love to serve the Lord. That's why I don't mind serving the Lord. Because when anytime I call on the Lord, he's always there. He's faithful. Amen. November of 1976, the Lord came into my life at the final time. I got saved prior to that, but the final time, he came into my life. Amen. And ever since he's been on board, I'm not going to say that every day was always Sunday. I'm not going to say that I didn't make any mistake. But the Lord was faithful. He was there all the time. Amen. When I fall, he picked me up. Amen. When I make a mistake, he has let me know, you just don't go and don't do that again. Amen. See, don't do that again. Now, that was a mistake the first time. The second time, there ain't going to be no mistake because you got knowledge of that. Yes. Some people put stuff saying it's a mistake. When you know what you're doing, that ain't a mistake. A mistake is something you don't know that you're doing wrong. The Bible says, let's get the word. What the word say? When we know to do good and do it not, it is a sin. That ain't a mistake. When you know right from wrong.
Praise God.
Little Johnny, you up there in the cookie jar. I know those cookies was running out because I had it about half full. Now it's getting down to the bottom. Who been in this cookie jar? All Johnny's and Sally's and all of them said, no, I ain't been in it. But yes, you have, because the cookies is low. I'm looking, you got evidence around your mouth. I see all those crumbs. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, that's how the Lord look at us. Sometimes we act like, Lord, I'm doing all what you know I need. But he can look through those pretty long dresses and, amen, these sanctimonious clothes we have on. Amen. He can look all through that. Amen. That's just filthy rags. He looks at the heart. And man look on the outside. That's why we got to make sure we appear. Amen. I said a committed life for God. See, it ain't time to play church. We got too many people playing church out here. We got to be real. We got to take this book and eat it up. To God be the glory. I tell you, I'm persuaded. It said, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So keep going on, church. Amen. Keep the Lord in view. Let him be, amen, your center part. Amen. Look into him for your needs. Let's turn now to Luke and see what Luke is talking about over here. Amen. St. Luke, the 9th chapter. And we want to read verse 62. In order to be committed, we can't look back. Amen. That was one of the questions one of the young people asked me on yesterday in the questions and answer from the pastor that came in and asked questions. And that was one of them. They said, why you can't look back? What is the danger of looking back? How many good drivers we have in here this morning? Look like we got quite a few. Some didn't even raise their hand. Amen. That's fine. Let me know what street you on so I won't be on that side of town. Amen. We got a lot of good drivers here. But how many of y'all good drivers can drive looking back? Who can drive looking back? Oh, okay. Well, let me see you in my office after service. Amen. But I know I can't drive looking back. When I was a youngster, I looked back and it cost my car to be totaled. I'm not going to tell y'all what I was looking back at. But I was looking back. And next thing I know, I hit a pole. And my car was diminished. The tow truck had to come get it. It don't pay to look back. Amen. And some, when we refer to spirituality, amen, we want to keep our eyes looking to Jesus. Amen. He's our destination. If you got your GPS, put it on Jesus. Put it on heaven. Amen. I don't know how to trust the GPS. Is that right, Sister Cynthia? We were trying to find a place, a hotel. We was out of town and we was tired and needed sleep. And we supposed to go to this particular GPS and we put it in there. Nick Dan didn't know it, told us to make a right turn, then a left turn, then go straight, then left turn. Nick Dan didn't know we were at some water. I won't on no boat. I couldn't cross over. That's a thing, like a big lake. So I had to back up out of there. find out where I was going, because I know I cannot swim, and I didn't have a boat. Amen. I was on my vehicle. But then we finally found where we were going. But I'm here to tell you, we as children of God, we're going to heaven. And we got to keep looking forward. Forward, forward is the battle cry. Praise God. Forward, forward is the way. Now my Bible said here in Luke the 9th chapter and the 62 verse, it said, and Jesus. Now notice this. When it say, and Jesus said, notice this is in red letter. We got to really, when Jesus speak, everybody need to listen. Amen. Now it said, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and look it back is fit for the kingdom of God. Yes. Amen. So we can't have our hands on the gospel plier and we're looking back. Amen. We can't see where we're going. Amen. And it's not a good thing. We will not, it said, we won't be fit for the kingdom of heaven. In other words, we got to have a mind to look forward. Go right on. Do you remember Sister Lot? Amen. They was leaving. That's another question I was asked. Explain about Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was a wicked city. Everything went on was there in that city. Amen. And the Lord wanted Lot and his wife to leave that wicked city. And I'm preaching the same thing today. If you in sin, you in the city of Gomorrah and Sodom. You need to leave that city. Because you stay in that city, you're going to be destroyed. Amen. You ain't going to survive. Let's go to the city of heaven. That song we sing, what? Let's come to the city of heaven. What is it? Amen. That's the city we want to go to. Praise God. But listen up. The Lord told him to come on out. Lot and his wife, they was going on out of the city. But guess what? Lot's wife, she violated. She looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. Oh my God. We don't want to look back. And I can imagine, sometime I think in my little human reasoning and trying to reason about why she looked back. I'm pretty sure she had some loved ones there. She had some relatives. She had a first cousin and a whatever there. And she wanted them not to be destroyed. But when the Lord tell you to leave and not look back, you let the Lord, because they had ample enough time to get out of there. Come on, somebody. But they procrastinate just like people are doing today. I mean, they know it's no time for procrastination. It's time to follow the Lord and do what he say do. Praise God. So don't pray to look back. So we have to look. Praise God. Focus on the Lord. There's another encounter over here in Matthew. Let's turn to Matthew. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Do you remember Peter? Peter began to take his eyes off of Jesus and looking at the boisterous wind. See, looking at the wrong thing, and sometimes that's what we do. We be looking at the wrong thing. Amen. Let's see what the word say. Matthew 14, the 23rd chapter.
Matthew 14, the 23rd verse. Amen. Thank you. It said, and when he had sent the multitudes away, Jesus, he went up to a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the what? Midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary, meaning that it was some powerful wind. Praise God. Amen. And it said, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went up to them walking on the sea. Can you believe that? Jesus walking on the sea. It's nothing too hard for God. They probably never seen a person walking on water. But Jesus was walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they was troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," they cried out for fear. They didn't know what was going on. Amen. Sometimes the Lord can do some really powerful things, and sometimes folks don't understand who he is and what he can do. So they was pretty, amen, excited and troubled and didn't understand. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Don't be afraid," so to speak. "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Now Peter's, he's always the one that's quick, and he answers quick and he do quick stuff. So Peter, he answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." All right, Brother Peter. Amen. That's fine. So he said, "Come." And I want to just say to us right here, he had said the same thing. Come. Come unto me, all ye labor heavy laden, and the Lord said, "And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and low in heart, and ye shall find rest." How many want rest this morning? You can have it. You can find rest upon your soul. Praise God. I thank God for that sweet rest. Jesus says, "Come." And Peter was come down out of the ship. He began to walk on the water to go to Jesus. Amen. So he was going to Jesus. In order to go to Jesus, you got to see Jesus. So his eyes were fastening on the Lord. But here's the danger. When he saw the wind boisterous, come on somebody. Amen. It might not be the wind boisterous for us. It could be other things that may you take your eyes off of Jesus. But right here it was Peter concerning about the boisterous wind. They probably had hurricane wind. And the water was all in a rage and an uproar. So that captured his attention. But I'm here to tell you, church, don't let nothing capture your attention but Jesus. He is the main source. He is the answer. He is the GPS. He is the director. He is the leader. Amen. And the God. Quit looking at all this stuff over here on the left and the right. Some people like a walking newspaper. Knows everything in the community. Knows everything that happened in the church. just busybody and just knows everything. But I'm here to tell you, we need to know this thing. Amen. While you're trying to figure out the morning news. Amen. We need to be saying, Lord, help me to read your word. Get more holy. To be more like you. Behave myself in a righteous manner. Because guess what? We're going to have to lay down. We're going out of here. And the way we live, that's the way we're going to die. Praise God. And I want to tell you, Brother Jerry, amen, he sees things in these last days. What I see is not appealing. What I see, I'm not satisfied. Amen. Church world in trouble. Amen. Everybody's preaching and everybody's singing and shouting, and but who living right? Yes. Who getting along with one another? Amen. Chaos in the land. We need to get it right. Come to Jesus. Come to the Lord. Let him be your director. Amen. Quit allowing this distraction and all these different things to keep our minds off of the Lord. Amen. So the Lord is telling us all to come. Come. So he told Peter here, he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, amen, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and he began to what? Sink. Oh, Lord. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou a little faith, wherefore did thy doubt? Amen. We know too much about Jesus and what he could do for us to doubt him. Stand on his word. Believe in him. He can do it. He can help you. Praise God. You don't have to seek. And the only reason he sunk is because he took his eyes off of Jesus. How many know when you take your eyes off of Jesus, you're going down? Amen. So I'm here to tell you, you can't be committed if you take your eyes off of Jesus. Amen. You want to stay on this journey? Keep looking at the Lord. Don't worry about what's going on your right side. Don't be so concerned about the left, but be concerned about looking to Jesus. Amen. How many know we on the winning side? Amen. How many know we have the winning ticket? Huh? Amen. So we want to be excited about Jesus and what he can do for us. There's nothing sad about him. Amen. He's good, and he's good all the time. I want to quote a song here upon conclusion. I made a decision, and we all need to make a decision. And my decision is, I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I want to follow him all the way. I want to stay on his path. I want to stay in the straight and narrow. One verse in that song, he said, I am on the upward way. The upper road to Calvary's mountain. Amen. You ready to travel, saints? I say we on the upper road to Calvary's mountain. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Amen. Sometimes you ain't got no cheerleaders to cheer you on. But long you got the Lord on your side, we keep going on. Keep the victory. Keep joy in our soul. Though no one join me, still I will follow. And my last favorite
verse of that song, guess what? Take the whole world, but just give me Jesus. Amen. You can take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Amen. That's who I want. Somebody that can stick with me until the end. When I need him, he's available. When I need some comfort, he's always there. When man forsake me, the Lord is always there. He will never forsake us. Amen. Give me Jesus. And I'm here to tell you upon conclusion, we can have Jesus this morning. And his hand is stretched out. He is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God bless you.